Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting journey into the world of AI agents. It's all about building these incredible things from the ground up.
Fantastic. I'm ready to dive in. So, where do we even begin with something like this? It sounds complex.
Well, the speaker, who has been building AI agents since 2022, breaks it down into 10 phases, starting with the foundation. Think large language models. Your Claudes, Geminis, GPTs, even local ones like Mistral and Qwen. It's understanding how these LLMs work, prompting effectively, and recognizing when not to build an agent because an out-of-the-box solution already exists.
Ah, so knowing your tools and when to use them. Smart. What about actually building the agents?
That's phase two, no-code tools. N8N, Flowwise, Voiceflow, Relevance AI. These platforms let you prototype rapidly, integrate tools like Gmail and Slack, and explore key concepts like retrieval augmented generation, RAG, and agent memory. It's all about getting hands-on, even for experienced coders.
No code is a great starting point, but where does coding come in? Is it necessary?
Absolutely. Phase 3 is all about AI coding assistance. Think Windsurf, Cursor, Replit. These tools are game changers. It's crucial to learn how to prompt them effectively, leverage MCP servers, and understand the nuances of coding with AI.
That makes sense. So we're using AI to build AI? Pretty meta.
Exactly. Then, phase 4 is where you actually create agents with code, typically Python. Frameworks like Pyantic AI, LangChain, OpenAI Agents SDK come into play. Even if you're not a coding whiz, the AI assistance from the previous phase makes this manageable.
Got it. So basic agents first, then coding them. What's next?
Phase 5, advanced architecture. Think multi-agent workflows, long-term memory systems, guardrails for input and output. The stuff that makes your agents robust and reliable in the real world.
Reliability, key for any system. What about getting these agents out there?
Phase 6. Deployment. Docker is your friend here. Containerize your agent, deploy it to the cloud, DigitalOcean, Hostinger, AWS, Google Cloud, even GPU instances on Vast AI or RunPod. Get those agents working for you.
Deployment, the moment of truth. But what about keeping an eye on things?
That's phase 7, monitoring or agent observability. Tools like LangFuse, Helicone, and LangSmith help you peer into your agent's actions, detect errors, and identify areas for improvement. It's essential for production.
I see. Constantly monitoring and tweaking. What's next?
Phase 8 is evaluation. This is where you go beyond basic testing and ensure your agent's behavior is correct. LLM as a judge, task completion testing, human evaluation. These methods help you refine your agent's performance.
So testing is for code correctness. Evaluation is for behavior. Interesting distinction. What about the human element?
Phase 9. Mastering AI with others. Finding a community is crucial. The speaker mentions his own community, Dynamis AI Mastery, and the AI Agent Mastery course within it, as resources for collaboration and learning.
Learning together, always a good strategy. And finally,
Phase 10, leveraging your new skills. The possibilities are vast. Automating your business or personal life, selling AI agent templates, starting an agency, building a SaaS product, consulting, even contributing to open source projects. The world is your oyster. And with that, folks, that wraps up our discussion on building AI agents. I hope you found this insightful. Remember, the future is automated, so get started today. Until next time.
Goodbye.